The following is an interview with Sebastian Bottero discussing the return of the Pontiac Senior Comets hockey team for the 2023-2024 season. So what can you tell me about the return of the Senior Comets here? How long has this been in the works?
Oh, God, it's been in the works since July 2020, essentially.
All right.
As you know, we had stopped our activities in February of 2020. So when COVID hit, we were stopped right in the midst of starting our finals, if you remember, back then against Maniwaki. So the enthusiasm was at its peak, and then we were pulled off the ice, and we never returned since. So basically, in 2020, the rink closed. In 2021, we made an attempt to return, but our rink in Fort-Coulonges wasn't 100% sure it was opening, and this is July 2021. And so we had made some leeway with that league in Ontario back then, but we weren't able to meet the deadlines to confirm we had ice time. So at that particular time in 2021, we were declined access to the league because of that reason. If you recall back then, the laws were different in Quebec and Ontario regarding mm-hmm. sports activities. So because of the uncertainty, I guess we skipped that season. And well, last summer we reapplied, but then the league had restructured a little differently, so it was more difficult to get access to the league now. So they jumped to 12 teams. We were team 13, basically, on the list, so we couldn't put a roster on the ice last year. So, which brings us to this season. I've been in contact with them monthly for now 30 and some months, and luckily enough, they expanded the league, and so now they have 15 teams. They actually want to go to 16 possibly next year or the year after. And now we fit in the plans. So now they have a Western division, and we'll be able to be the first team in Quebec to join the Eastern Ontario Super Hockey League.
So can you talk a little bit about the league there? Is it just sort of an outgrowth of the previous league that you guys were a part of?
It's similar, but it's a different league. The league that we used to play in, which was managed by Danick Boisvert at the time, if you recall, wasn't able to restart. It's a lot of work, and because of the distance between here and Mont-Tremblant and Mont-Laurier, it's not an easy task to get these people going again. They faced the same challenges we had in 2020, and so to kickstart the league again was very complicated. So we decided to try our chance and give it a shot in Ontario, and it worked. So it's a similar level. It's the same players. We actually have three or four players that have been playing for different teams on the other side in Ontario. But essentially, it's a different league managed by a different group. So same hockey, competitive, 20-plus full contact, as you know, and same level of hockey.
So can you talk a little bit about the quality, I guess, or the level? What do you mean by level of senior hockey?
I would say the average player that we had on the rosters for the 2 years that we operated varied between junior A level and varsity and college level. For most of these players, they played competitive all of their lives. They played junior B, junior A, some played major junior, and some played college and university. So we had graduates from, for example, the Ottawa GGs, junior A teams around the Central League in Ottawa, and some junior B leagues as well. So it's a good mix, but it's very, very competitive, so it's not for everyone. We will have a training camp, an open tryouts in September. Too early to mention some dates at this very time here, but we will also have some announcements because we will be restaffing both on the administrative side and the hockey staff. So lots of opportunities coming up.
And so how long is the season? I'm not sure how much you know about the schedules right now. And how far, do you know, will you be traveling there?
I think Smith Falls would be the furthest for us in our division, and we also will play Armprior and some Barry's Bay potentially. But there's other teams in Deseronto, Kingston area, and other teams in Cornwall area, and Glengarry, Alexandria. So right now, the way they're going to redesign the conferences is we're going to have three five-team conferences to limit travel to 1 to 2 hours maximum for each conference, and a few games intra-division. So we will host probably a team from Deseronto or Kingston or Cornwall at least once a season. The total schedule right now is 20 games. They may increase it to 22, but that's probably unlikely because, as you know, these players are mostly professionals now. Between 20 and 25 would be the average age. So most of them are working. They're in the early stages of their careers, and they have to go to work on Monday morning. So to have two games a weekend is very demanding. There may be doubleheaders a couple of times in the season, but I think a 20-game schedule allows for everyone to take a break at Christmas and for everyone to play once a weekend, which is more manageable than two games.
For sure. Sebastian, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with us about this new development. I'm sure we'll be talking more here as more gets nailed down there. If you want to let people know where to find more updates here on the Senior Comments or anything else you had to add there, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, at this point, Caleb, I really appreciate the phone call, and what we're going to do is publish on our Facebook page all of the updates, schedules, and also we will advertise some positions that are available within the organization in the next couple of weeks. So you can expect to hear back from us probably in a week or two, and then every week we'll send reminders of what's coming up for us. But we may also be organizing a golf tournament and some fundraisers in the community here in Coulonges and Mansfield in the summer. So we will be in touch very shortly with you guys.